What's up, everyone? First off, thank you so much. This is the 100th episode of Note to Scene. When Matt and I started this in 2017, I never thought anyone would actually listen to us, let alone 3 years later, there would be 100 episodes. So in the spirit of hitting that milestone, I'm changing the show up a bit. Moving forward, I'm going to be doing solely deep dive episodes that are a little bit more of a production than what I have been doing. For anyone who misses the news part of the show, go check out notetoscene.com and at notetoscene on Twitter to keep up with all the latest news and numbers from the scene. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or requests for deep dives, email me at notetoscene@gmail.com. But now, welcome to the new Note to Scene podcast. Tom DeLonge is the most interesting figure to ever be associated with emo. And it's not like he was peripherally on the sidelines as a fan. He co-founded Blink 182, one of the biggest bands to ever come out of the genre. This guy got a punk band signed to a major label in 1997 and sold a million copies of an album with fart jokes called Dude Ranch in a little over 2 years' time. Without Tom, Blink never forms. And just imagine how our world looks without Blink 182. You can pretty much eliminate half of it right out of the gates. Tom wasn't just in the trenches, he helped dig them. But Tom's legacy doesn't end at being in one of the biggest rock bands of all time, and it doesn't even end at his successful emo U2 moment in Angels and Airwaves. Over the last 5 years or so, he has laid the foundation for truly the wildest story to ever come from emo. Tom DeLonge is proving UFOs exist. To the Stars Academy, or TTSA, was officially formed in 2017 by Jim Semivan, a former senior intelligence officer with the CIA, Harold Puthoff, engineer and parapsychologist, and Tom. The company has three divisions: aerospace, science, and entertainment. The entertainment sector consists of To the Stars Inc., which Tom formed in 2014 and released the last Angels and Airwaves album, The Dreamwalker, on. It was folded into TTSA in 2017. Currently, it serves as a publisher of music, books, TV shows, and film. The aerospace and science sectors are, according to their mission statement, dedicated to the, quote, outer edges of science. For example, they've launched two notable initiatives called the Vault and the Atom Research Project. The Vault, which stands for Virtual Analytics UAP Learning Tool, is basically a public directory of UFO sightings and analysis, while the Atom Research Project is based around the claim that TTSA has acquired what they believe to be, quote, potentially exotic materials. But arguably, the most significant thing TTSA is doing is far broader than any of this. Over the course of the last few years, mainstream outlets have begun covering the topics of UFOs and extraterrestrial life with a more serious tone than ever before. Just in 2020, the New York Times ran a piece with the headline, "Do we believe in UFOs? That's the wrong question." In 2018, the Washington Post ran, "UFOs exist, and everyone needs to adjust to that fact." Regardless of the political spectrum, CNN to Fox News has been running segments covering the debate of extraterrestrial life. TTSA deserves a lot of credit for permeating this conversation. Remember in 2016 when Tom was named in the WikiLeaks dump of Hillary Clinton's emails? The leak revealed two emails he had sent to John Podesta, her campaign manager, in which he discussed TTSA, setting up a meeting with Podesta, and the infamous Roswell crash. While the leak didn't reveal if Podesta ever responded to Tom, a calendar notification that was dated the day before the second email suggests that someone named Susan McCaslan Wilkerson accepted a meeting invitation from Tom and Podesta. So although this moment never revealed anything concerning the existence of extraterrestrial life, it did uncover the table that Tom was surprisingly sitting at. In June of 2018, the Washington Post ran a story unpacking how Tom was spearheading this movement. The people he hired onto his advisory board were going on press runs, appearing in all of the outlets I mentioned before. TTSA has changed the sentiment around UFO discussion. A topic that used to be met with eye rolls and skepticism is now met with intrigue and possibility. Earlier this year, the Pentagon released three videos and a statement confirming that the objects seen in them were UFOs. The thing is, TTSA released these videos in 2018. Although the Department of Defense didn't say that the objects were from elsewhere besides Earth, it was the first time that the US government has ever confirmed that a UFO video was indeed real and that it didn't know what the objects were or where they came from. TTSA had a massive, if not the only, hand in making this happen. However, TTSA hasn't always been the smoothest of rides. When it launched in 2017, Tom and Company offered $50 million worth of stock through a Regulation A-plus equity crowdfunding campaign. Essentially, when any company begins offering stock to potential investors, it's because they need money. However, according to SEC filings, by October 2018, only $1 million worth of those shares had been sold, and the company had a $37.4 million deficit. Fast forward to 2019, and Tom made a move not many people saw coming. He sold 100% of his Blink-182 song copyrights to the music investment company Hypnosis Songs. From what I understand, based on the industry figures that I've spoken to about this, it means that he no longer makes money from them. It was never uncovered how much they paid for the catalog, but for one as iconic as Blink's, a significant amount can be assumed. Also, in September of 2019, it was revealed that Tom and his wife of 18 years, Jennifer, were getting a divorce. And as most people know, divorces are not cheap. If I had to guess, he used the money from selling his Blink-182 copyright to help TTSA and go through his divorce. Emo has been a very lightning-in-a-bottle moment. Much like hair metal and grunge, it ran its major commercial course in less than a decade's time and then faded into the background of what we all know it as today, an incredibly small blip on the map of the music industry. But Blink-182 was one of the biggest bands to ever come from the movement, and since then, their guitarist has been named in high-profile government email leaks and essentially forced the government to acknowledge that UFOs exist. Plenty of wild stories have come from emo over the last two decades, but the fart jokes guy from Blink-182 leading the charge on uncovering the government's secrets behind extraterrestrial life is by far the wildest. People can say whatever they want about Tom DeLonge, but he deserves all the credit in the world for everything he has and is accomplishing. Whether you want to admit it or not, To the Stars Academy is changing the way we not only see our world, but the universe as a whole.